Welcome to What Are We Talking About Today, the podcast where we literally talk about everything. I'm your host, Gigi. Let's jump into it. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to What Are We Talking About Today. It is your girl, Jen. Hope y'all had an amazing weekend. I did. It was really fun because I was drunk most of the time. Y'all, I really didn't do shit except drink. And I needed to. We had a fish fry at my cousin's house. Got drunk with them. Then I took my drunk ass to the old head club that night. Got even more drunk. Sunday, I went to the pool and hung out. And just had a little sippy sip or something. Like, I didn't really get drunk, but that's okay. Because it was too fucking hot and I had to work the next day, so, you know, I couldn't be drained for work, even though it's not like I really want to fucking be there. But yeah, hope you had a great weekend, to all the dads out there. Hope you had a good Father's Day, and I'm only talking about the dads that do shit, whether you're, like, a stepdad or whatever, you know, like a biological dad, all that good shit. As long as you're taking care of kids, you are a father. If you're just a man that nutted in a woman and then decided not to take care of the offspring you helped produce, fuck you, you're a piece of shit. Yeah. But yeah, I hope everyone had an awesome weekend. So let's go ahead and get into today's topic. All right, y'all, so today's topic is the plant-based diet. And before you jump to conclusions and thinking that this is, like, just a vegan diet, no, baby, it's not. There's differences. I've done the vegan thing before. I done it when I was, like, 19. So, I mean, the experience wasn't bad. I just want to see what this has to offer. There was just a lot of reasons why I didn't stick with the vegan thing, especially at the time, because it was, like, one, it wasn't convenient, and two, it was just expensive for me at, like, 19 to try to keep that up, so, yeah, I did it for a month. I mean, it wasn't bad. I found brands and stuff that I liked. I found recipes that I liked. It was just hard to find things, because at that point in time, it was like, if you want to be vegan, then that's all on you. You have to make everything. There wasn't really options for me to go. And, you know, like, I couldn't just be like, well, okay, I'm gonna go eat, or, like, I want takeout, and I couldn't, like, just order it, because we didn't have, like, vegan restaurants. And at that point, there wasn't really restaurants offering a lot of vegan options, so the best bet was for you to get a salad. Like, so if you went out with your friends, you were getting a salad, which is fine. That didn't really bother me, but, you know, it's like, they get to eat good, why can't I? But yeah, It was just a lot. Like, you know, you had to go to different stores to find different things, because, like, Walmart didn't have it, or if you did go to the store that had, like, or, like, specialized in it, it cost so damn much money. Like, at 19, baby, I was not trying to spend my money on tofu. Like, I was trying to go out and just live my life. So, yeah. It was just a lot. Like, now, I don't really eat meat a lot as it is, so it doesn't really bother me. I buy meat, and then I throw it in the freezer in case I ever want to have, like, some chicken or some steak. But, like, as y'all know, obviously, I'm in school, so after work, by the time I get home from school, because it's right after I get off work, I'm usually on a 16-hour day. So, by the time I get home at, like, 10:30, I'm not trying to cook nothing. And the thing is, you can't really, because I know one time somebody was like, oh, make something slow cooker. First of all, by the time I get home, that's just been cooking for 16 damn hours. What the hell am I putting in a slow cooker for 16 fucking hours? No. Like, this is going to be burnt. It's going to be dry. It's just, yeah, like, it. Because if y'all know anything about a slow cooker, depend, like, there's different models. Some of them will, like, you can put a timer on it and stuff. Baby, I didn't have that, and I was not about to. I'm not about to go buy one. I have a bunch of slow cookers. None of them have that. The only thing like that I have something like that is a damn Instapot, and I barely use that shit. I've probably used it maybe a total of 3 times. That's the thing. So, like I said, there's no point in me buying a slow cooker with a damn timer and these gizmos and gadgets. So, yeah. Mainly I eat when I get out of class is a smoothie, which I am totally fine with. So, like I said, I don't mind doing a plant-based diet. Like, I don't really care for meat. And this hasn't just started me in, like, not eating that stuff. Like, I don't think I've ever cared for it. Like, for the holidays, you know, some people, like, look forward to, like, ham and turkey. I look forward to the sides, so that's more my thing. I can do a salad, and, like, it doesn't have to have meat in it. Like, I will tear up a Caesar salad. Like, I could eat that every day. Like, today, for example, I didn't know what I wanted to eat, and I was like, I'm feeling a salad, whatever. And then I was like, well, let's see what I have. And lo and behold, I have shit to make a Caesar salad, which isn't new. But I had some stuff in my fridge that I needed to kind of get rid of. So I was like, let's grill some asparagus. I was like, I have this leftover steak. That'll be pretty good on it. If you've never had like steak on your salad, then you're missing out. There's a bunch of different things you can put on salad. So no matter what you do, it's going to be good. But yeah, so I had the asparagus, the steak. I had some red onion that I needed to use up and some tomatoes. So yeah, like it was pretty good. Like I enjoyed it. If I didn't have the steak, it still would have been good. Like it's great. So you know, and I just don't have to have Caesar salad before y'all say anything. Like I switch it up. Like I do different things. Like I'm not gonna get to all the salads, but I have different dressings, and like I have, you know, different things to put on there, so I'm good. Like I don't, like it can be a whole meal if you fix it up right, so it's not a problem. Obviously there's other shit I can make. I just have to figure out what the hell I'm gonna make, because like I said before, when I did the vegan thing, I had to look up a bunch of recipes. Like this, I'm gonna have to look up a bunch of recipes, which is fine. That'll be okay. It's not gonna bother me. So I'm gonna go ahead and get into some differences between the vegan diet and the plant-based diet. So the vegan diet is the concept of eliminating all animal products. This includes food like meats, poultry, fish, eggs, dairy, and even honey. So the plant-based diet is a diet that refers to the focus on foods primarily from plants. That includes fruits, vegetables, nuts, and oils. So the one thing they have in common is that they are solely eating plants. And they offer a bunch of benefits that I'm gonna get into later, but the difference is vegans eliminate all animal products, but with the plant-based diet, you don't necessarily eliminate it. You just prioritize eating plants more. So the bottom line is, oh, excuse me. Vegan is very specific with what you can and can't eat, basically. But with a plant-based diet, it's more flexible and you can modify it. So with that's why I was like, well, I'll try it, because I don't know what them children are doing. The cats. In case y'all are wondering, when I say children, the kid, it's the damn cats. So yeah. Oh, excuse me. So yeah. So I like the option of being able to have meat if I felt like it. Like today with the steak and the salad. Okay, it was great. So yeah, like, you know, if I want to do it, I'll do it. I just wanted to try it. And then I'm like, well, if I feel like having meat with it, okay, cool. If not, whatever, you know. Y'all, okay, I'm sorry. My cats are being, they're being cats. But some of the benefits of this plant-based diet is it reduces inflammation, reduces your carbon footprint for all y'all that are concerned about that, which everyone should be, but you know, anyway, lowers the risk of type 2 diabetes and improved kidney function, reduce the risk of heart disease, low levels of bad cholesterol, reduces the risk of cognitive impairment and dementia, improved gut health, reduced risk of certain cancers, improved athletic performance, reduced arthritis pain, it helps with sleep. Now, y'all, those sound like some really good benefits. I'm only 26, so am I trying to live until I'm like 90-some years old? To be honest with you, not really. But I'm not trying to be unhealthy and die by like the age of like 40. So, if it could help me reduce the risk of certain things, then that's great. But as always, there's a lot of factors that goes into a lot of things, no matter what the health issue is. But if this diet is one way of me maybe preventing some things, or at least helping me prevent something, cool. Now, I'm going to give this a go. When I'm not really sure, I just need to do some more research on it. But I just want to tell y'all, because realistically, like I said, I don't eat meat. So this could be like a lifestyle change for me. And that's what I kind of want. Like, I'm trying to figure out what works best for me. Because diets are, like, for me, they're short term. And that's not what I want. I want something that I can make a lifestyle change and help me, you know. Since I don't really care about meat, this isn't going to, like, you know, be hard for me to... how can I put this? Because it's probably going to be hard, because I'm actually going to have to, like, pay attention to what I eat now. But, I mean, it's not going to be hard for me to cut out the meat part. That's going to be easy. I think the hardest thing for me is probably just trying to, like, maintain it. Like, it's just, because my thing is, I'm going to try it for a month. My issue is, I'm going to, like, tell myself, oh, you only have so many days. You only have so many days until you're finished. It'll be okay. And I just really need to see how long, I want to see how long I can do it, but I know if I say that, then I'll be like 2 weeks in. If I don't like it, then I'll be like, no. So I just want to try it and see. And I want to see if I start seeing some of the benefits. But yeah, y'all, that's what I just wanted to talk to y'all about today. It was just really short, y'all. But yeah. I hope y'all had an awesome time listening, I guess, y'all. I don't know. I'm sorry. These cats are like, they're really on a level right now, y'all. I'm so sorry. Like, they're, you know, I love them. I love them to death. But I'm telling y'all, I promise you, if these were like human boys, I would ship them off to the grandmother's house. I'm not even kidding. Y'all would be like, y'all can spend the summer there. Y'all do that. Like, they're, like, I love them to death, don't get me wrong. And I picked them. I picked all of them. Even River, even though Mom was there, and she semi-picked River, but I was like, okay. I allowed him to be my son. He was a cute little baby. He was bad. And I was like, well, Oscar needed a playmate, because I was realistic going to get Oscar. But yeah. But yeah, like I said, I picked them, so they're my responsibilities. They're just wild tonight. Aren't you, Oski? Mm-hmm. Big Oscar. But yes, y'all, if y'all have any recipes or just anything I need to know about this plant-based diet, please let me know, y'all, because this is... Like, so far, like I said, I haven't started it, but it's been my eating habits are kind of okay right now. Like, I'm doing good. Like, I don't want to say I'm on a diet, but I am. But I know this one girl at work, she was like, "Do you like plant-based stuff?" And I was like, "Yeah, like, if you look in my bag, I usually, most of my stuff is something plant-based, or it's usually healthier than what most people are gonna have." But yeah, like, people, like, they be joking with me, talk about me and my granola bars, or me and my oats, or like the chips I have, and I'm like, mind y'all's business, it is what it is. But yeah, if y'all have any tips or something for me, please let me know. This was like a really quick episode and everything, I know. But yeah, I just really wanted to talk about it to ask y'all for help. That's really what And just to get your opinion on it, y'all. Like, I mean, hell. Y'all, like, I'm really trying. Like, I really want to, like, get this weight off, and I feel like this would be a good way. And obviously, like I said, I like the health benefits. That's another thing. And I just don't want to lose the, like, I do want to lose weight, but, like, I want something that's really going to benefit me in the long run. And if this is something that I end up in, enjoying, then it's going to be my life. And that's all it is. That's all I really want. So if y'all have any options for recipes or food, or if you want to recommend like a brand, let me know. I will see y'all next week. I hope y'all have a wonderful week. Bye. Thank you for listening to What Are We Talking About Today? Please follow and turn on notifications so you know when to upload next. Please share with your friends, family, and those coworkers you really don't like, but they think you do.